All things are possible to him that believes. God will heal you, deliver you, bless you, forgive you freely. Actually, he has already healed you, delivered you, blessed you, and forgave you freely. He is just waiting on you and me to receive. God has given us the measure of his very own faith as a gift when we were born again. It tells us Romans 12 and 3 and Ephesians 2 and 8. Mark 11, 22 through 25. 1 Corinthians 6, 17 says, but he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Understand that all things are possible to them that believe it. Understand that God says in his word that if we be still, we will know that he is God. 1 Peter 2 and 24 says, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. But Lord, we must choose you. God says, if you choose to believe me, God says, I will open up doors for you. He says, we must choose to believe his written word. Salvation is a choice. You must choose to accept what Jesus Christ has already made available to you. And living in these days that we are living in, and I'm not going to say they're the last days or what, but living in these days, in this new season that we're about to approach, 2023, we must believe that all things are possible to them that believe. But we must know that the possibility lies only in those that believe. So I just want to encourage you today and in your journey, believe God. Believe his word, because his word tells us in Isaiah 55 and 11, he says that the word that goes forth out of my mouth shall not return unto me void. His word is the written word of God. That is the voice of God. You know, we strive to say, I want to hear the voice of God. I want to hear God speak to me. God is speaking to us daily by his word. God is speaking to us daily through his word. But if we're not in the word, reading the word, we cannot hear a word from God. So if you're desiring to see the impossible in your life, even if you're desiring, because some of us may not be desiring, but if you are desiring to see the impossible take place in your life, to see the healing that God has already made available to you, to experience the deliverance that God has already made available to you, to walk in the blessings that God has already made available to you through Jesus Christ, to endure, to receive the forgiveness that he has already made available to you through Jesus Christ, you must believe. You must choose to believe. Today is the day for you to make that decision, to choose to believe what the word of God says to you. I am Deborah Ann Gilmore, and this is my broadcast, Wake Up, Your Life Matters. If this word has impacted you, if this word has resonated in your spirit, continue to follow me. Hit the follow button so that you can continue to get more impacting, revelating, speaking as this for your future, because we're going to need to be connected to the right voices in this hour.